Two Guys Weigh In Podcast, episode number
11.
11. 11 weeks in a row, and we haven't missed yet. Mitchell.
Yeah, it's pretty good for us. I don't think we've missed an episode, or
nope.
Might have had one out a day late or so, but I think we've got it out each week.
That's right. We did miss a day. We usually drop this episode on Wednesdays, right?
Yep, and I think we had to do one of them on a Thursday for some reason.
That's right. I remember that, right? Well, I interviewed Carrie Tolleson about a week ago, and Carrie does, of course, a very famous podcast called See Tully Run, and Carrie said, I don't know, she's done it for years. And she's mostly proud that she has not missed a week of her podcast, recording a podcast with somebody. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think we got a little ways to go before we catch up to her. But
that's right.
Doing good so far.
That's right. And enjoying every minute of it, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And our Two Guys Weigh In podcast sponsored by
PK Egan's from Canby.
And they have the great pizza. What's your favorite pizza at PK's Egan's?
I get an all-meat one. Pepperoni, sausage, bacon, Canadian bacon. Throw all of it on there.
Throw all the meat on it, huh?
Yep.
A long time ago, a friend and I said, bring all the miscellaneous. We don't care what it costs. Bring all the miscellaneous. And they did. It was like a pie. You know what ruined it?
What ruined it?
The anchovies.
Yeah,
could smell the fish on it, and I didn't like it. Mm. But everybody thought we were nuts. But they did that for us, so it was good. PK Egan's a great place to take the family, or
lot of family reunions there, so it's good stuff.
My wife and her girlfriends went there this past week.
Well, there you go.
All right, I'm gonna let you do the introduction. I've been waiting to do this for the last few days, Mitchell.
Okay, so
we're gonna have some fun
on last week's episode of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast. For our get to know each other question at the very end of the episode, I asked Paul what his favorite sports movie was of all time, and so he gave his, and then I gave mine in return, and we didn't get to spend a whole lot of time on it, but the longer after we finished filming the episode, the longer we sat and thought about it, the more movies we had pop into our minds. So for this week's episode, we have dedicated it to ranking our top 10 sports movies that we've seen in our life, and so we're going to list that, and then we'll probably have a little bit of discussion on some other movies and what each movie's about and stuff like that.
That's right, and I know the podcast is on social media sites. Boy, we'd like to hear your favorite sports movie. I'd like to hear your favorite sports movie, so let us know what it is. But last week Mitchell caught me off guard there, and I just watched Hoosiers because it's NCAA tournament, so that was fresh on my mind. And I mentioned that, and I couldn't believe I didn't mention. There's so many movies I forgot.
Yeah, there's a lot of good sports movies out there once you sit down and start thinking about it.
Crazy. So, boy, we did some research this week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right, Mitchell, how should we do this? I'll just turn it over to you, and we're going to go top 10, right?
Yep, we'll list our top 10s and then probably open it up to discuss each one of them.
All right, I'm going to just turn the floor over to you. Mitchell, what is your top 10 favorite sports movies?
So I'll work from 10 down to 1. Number 10 on my list, I have Coach Carter. And then at number 9, I have Rudy. Number 8, The Sandlot. 7, Cool Runnings. 6, The Greatest Game Ever Played. 5, Miracle. 4, Hoosiers. 3, Glory Road. 2, Remember the Titans. And then my favorite, personal favorite sports movie is Rocky, the original one.
With Rocky Balboa was what? Sylvester Stallone?
Sylvester Stallone, yep.
That was way before you were born.
Yeah, it's still one of the better movies out there.
All right, interesting top 10 movies there. You got any honorable mentions you want to mention?
I have Gridiron Gang as one. That was a story. It had its star actor was Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and he was working at a juvenile correction facility, and he took a bunch of gang members and just kind of juveniles from the facility, and he turned them into a football team and brought them together and helped them change their ways from the gangs and really built them up. And so that was a good one.
What was the name of that?
Gridiron Game.
Gridiron Game. Okay.
And then I have When the Game Stands Tall. That was the
never heard of that one.
That was the story about the De La Salle High School. I forget where they're from, but it was a De La Salle High School, and they had a win streak of 151 games in a row. And then it's the story of one of the players that I believe graduated gets shot before he goes to go to college.
Okay.
And then the team loses its first two games, and then they have to get back together as a team and finish out the season. And they ended up winning, I think, the rest of their games that season in the movie.
Okay.
So, and then another one I have is Draft Day. That has Kevin Costner in it, and he plays the general manager for the Cleveland Browns, I believe. And it's just a story about the lead-up to the draft and then on the draft, how that goes down and stuff like that. And then I have The Blind Side, which has kind of fallen off a little bit because of the news that came out with Michael Orr saying that the movie isn't accurate about how it really went down mm-hmm. with him growing up. So that one kind of slipped a little bit. And then this last movie, I'm going to mention because my college roommate was a big fan of it, and so he showed it to me, and so I figured I'd shout him out and get this movie on.
What's
there.
What's that?
Movie's called Ed, and it's about a baseball, about a monkey that plays baseball.
Oh, for Christ. Are you serious?
Yep. So I figured I'd throw that out there for him.
Did he ever play professional baseball?
Oh, what a...
Ed, the movie's Ed. I'm going to be looking this up.
It's, I think it's with like a AAA team or something. It's a comedy. It's not supposed to be a thing,
okay.
But it's
a monkey that
plays baseball.
What kind of people do you room with that Wichita State?
he's a good friend of mine, okay. So I figured I'd throw it out there for him.
All right, awesome. Well, let's start with your top 10. I want to talk about them.
Okay.
What's your 10th movie again?
Coach Carter.
Okay, and refresh my memory on that one.
That is the one with Samuel L. Jackson, and he becomes the head high school basketball coach for a group of boys, and it's kind of at a inner city high school. There's a lot of gang violence that happens in the movie. I shouldn't say a lot, but there was some instance with some yep. players in there, and the players struggle academically, and during the movie, the team does pretty well. But their GPAs aren't overly high.
Okay.
And so he locks up the gym, and he cancels all of their basketball games until they all get their GPAs up to a certain point.
Nice.
So that was a
movie.
Yep.
Number 9 for you?
Number 9 was Rudy, and that's about the Notre
Mitchell,
Dame football
Mitchell,
player.
Mitchell.
What?
That's way too low.
Too low?
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a bad one. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now. That's my number one movie.
Number one is
yep.
Rudy?
And you got him 9.
Yep.
All right, why?
I like it. It's about football. I'm not a big Notre Dame person, but, you know, I like it. Shows Rudy's experience from going to... Because he couldn't, I think he had to go like to a community college, right?
Get his grades up.
Yep, his grades up before, and then he tried out, and then was it their last game of the season?
Yep, they let him on the field. Yep.
The whole team rallies behind him and advocates for him to play, and then he gets out on the field and gets a sack. And so that was I think they played Georgia Tech, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, but okay, I'll talk about that when it's my turn.
Yep, and then what was it? 8 was
8.
The Sandlot, and that's more of a kids movie about neighborhood kids get together and they play baseball, and there's a...
I was surprised yep. when you were telling our office office ladies here, mm-hmm. Sandlot, they both laughed and they thought that was awesome. They loved it.
It's a good movie. I like it a lot.
What's it again? About again?
It's the group
kids,
of neighborhood
right?
kids that they play baseball together. This new kid moves to the neighborhood, and they bring him in, and they teach him how to play baseball because he's never played before.
Okay.
And they play baseball a lot together, and then there's a story about a dog that's supposed to terrorize the neighborhood, and so they hit the ball over the fence, and they got to try and get it back from the dog. And at the end, they go on a giant chase with the dog chasing after one of the kids and who has the ball. And then they find out the dog isn't this giant mythical being that they yep. thought of in their heads, you know. And so then that's good. And it's funny, the kid that moved to the neighborhood in the end of the movie, they have him as a sports announcer. And he's calling a baseball game for another one of the kids because he made it to the pros.
Oh, nice.
So that was
I've seen that movie, but a long, long time ago. Hard to remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then number 7, I have Cool Runnings. That's about the Jamaican bobsled team. I don't remember what years it was, but...
I remember that movie.
Yep, it had John Candy in
it.
That's
a true story.
Yep, that's based off a true story. Yep. And then at number 6, I have Greatest Game Ever Played. It's about the 2015 U.S. Open. Francis Ouimet was an amateur golfer.
You remember his name even?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He was a
amateur. He wasn't very old, was he?
Nope, I don't think so. Yeah. It was a couple of years out of high school, maybe. But he was an amateur, and he defeated Harry Vardon and I think it was Ted Ray in a playoff to win the U.S. Open as amateur.
Yep.
And Harry Vardon at the time was like his generation's Tiger Woods, where he was winning everything.
Wasn't he from Britain or something like that?
Yep, he was from across the sea.
Yep. So. Or Ireland or something like that, Good movie.
Okay. Yep, that's a good one. And then Miracle, it's a story about the U.S. hockey team that defeated the Russians back when the Russians were winning everything.
Yeah, Herb Brooks.
And the team of U.S. hockey players was made up of college and non-pros. I think the following year after that, the following Olympics after that, they started to allow professionals in.
Yep.
But this time, this was one of the last time that they allowed or had to do amateur hockey
Something
players.
Like that, yeah.
And so that one. Then I have Hoosiers at number four. That's just about a small town high school basketball team from Indiana. They go on to make the state tournament and end up beating a state powerhouse team, and so it's just a good story. Glory Road was about the University of Texas El Paso Miners. During the movie time period, I think they were called Texas Western.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're UTEP, UTEP, so for Texas El Paso. And they're the Miners. And it's about Don Haskins and that school's NCAA tournament run. They weren't the first school to have African American players, but it was kind of the first school that really used a lot of them or played a bunch of them.
Yep.
And so in the championship game, he plays only the African American kids, and they go on to win the tournament or win the championship. And it's a good story for that. And then number two, Remember the Titans. That's a football team in Virginia.
Yep.
And that, again, another movie.
I've seen that many, many times.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It is.
Denzel Washington is the football coach. And the team has to get over their race issues and look past that and come together as a team. And they go undefeated and win the state championship. And then
one of them dies in a car crash.
No, he doesn't die. Oh, doesn't. He gets in a car accident after they win the game to go to state.
Okay.
And then he gets hit in a car and he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay.
And so I think he played linebacker for him. Mm-hmm. And then that one's a really good movie. I really like that one. And then my all-time favorite movie for me personally is Rocky, the original with Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
It's a boxer. About a boxer in Philadelphia, and he does kind of a no-name boxer, and he gets a shot to fight the world heavyweight champion, who is played by Carl Weathers.
Yeah,
I believe he passed away not too long ago.
Yep.
And so, it's a good story. He goes the distance with them, and he loses in a draw.
Yep,
and then they have a rematch in the second one. I won't say how that one goes, but you should know how it goes.
How many? Yeah, because my age. that surprises me that your choice of number one movie there, Mitchell. Rocky.
Yeah.
How many Rocky movies were there? There was quite a few.
Too many. Yeah. They should have
stopped.
After the fourth one, I think it really went downhill after that.
Okay.
I didn't watch Creed, but I feel like those might not have been too bad. Yep. But,
good movies there.
Mm-hmm.
Good movies. All right, you want to hear mine?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This ought to be interesting. I'm going to go through them fast.
Yep.
We'll talk about them afterwards, too. Number 10 on my list, The Longest Yard, the original one with Burt Reynolds. That was a long time ago, early 70s, I think, about a prison team taking on the regular pro team, town team or whatever. Really good. Number 9, Ali, about Muhammad Ali, Will Smith, probably one of the best acting jobs I've ever seen. That's number 9. Number 8 is, you had it too, The Greatest Game Ever Played, about the 1913 U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the guy's name again?
Francis Ouimet.
Yep. I love how the story with him, how he used to caddy, and then his mom and dad were kind of against it or something like that.
Yeah, his dad was against it, but his mom supported him.
Oh, there you go. Yep. It was a pretty cool movie. Love them old golf clubs they used to wear.
Yeah, used the wooden ones. Interesting to see how golf clubs have evolved, and even the golf ball has evolved since then.
All right, continuing my top 10. Number 7, and you didn't mention this at all, League of Their Own with Tom Hanks. I love that movie.
There's no
crying in baseball.
Yeah, I've seen it. That's about when women played baseball during World War II.
Professional women's league is actually a professional women's league, and kind of cool. Love that movie. There's no crying in baseball. Number 6. This is a heart makes you cry. We Are Marshall, about the University Marshall football team. Mostly all the team and the staff were killed in a tragic airplane accident. Tell the story about that. Of course, Marshall is where Randy Moss went to school and graduated. Yep. So I love that movie. All right, here's my top 5, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, I, Tanya.
I don't think I've seen
Tanya Harding and the Nancy Kerrigan episode.
I watched the 30 for 30 on it, but I didn't watch the movie. Is that?
That's a movie. Yeah, they did a 30-30. Yes,
that's different from the movie, right?
That's an amazing movie. A good acting. It's an unbelievable story, actually. And I remember when it happened, when it actually happened, taking a knee out. So that's a good movie. Number 4. And I know a lot of people are going to complain because I talk about this movie all the time, and I think probably it should be number 1, but I'm going to Field of Dreams, Costner.
One I haven't gotten around to seeing yet. I mentioned this real quick. My list, I'm assuming this is your list too, but our lists are based off of movies that we've seen, not just in total for movies.
So good this point. Is
movies that we have seen.
Yeah, we have seen. And I've seen The Field of Dreams a lot.
I should probably
gets old.
I should probably get around to watching that movie.
My favorite part is going to the Field of Dreams movie set site where they filmed the movie in Dyerville, Iowa. Actually, my cousin just lives a few miles from there, so when we go to family events, I always swing on over to the Field of Dreams. It's changed a lot, though.
Major League Baseball, they play a game every year.
They started doing that, and I don't like that. Leave it alone.
Really?
Yeah, leave it alone. Commercializing it. I went there when it was, I went to a Minnesota Gopher at Iowa football game, my oldest son and I, and we traveled from Iowa City to Dyerville and long, long time ago, and it's just awesome. Take your glove with, play catch on the field, walk in the corn, walk out of the corn. I love Field of Dreams. All right, number 3, Miracle. I don't know if they call it Miracle or Miracle on Ice or something like that. 1980 Olympic hockey team with Herb Brooks. Great movie. I actually saw the 1980 Olympic hockey team play the week before they went out to Lake Placid. They played at the old Mets Center where the Mall of America is right now. They did play a Russian team, and we had great seats for that, and that was fun. That was 1980. Number 2, you mentioned this, one of your top movies, Hoosiers.
Yep.
It's got to be a top sports movie for everybody.
I think the actor's name is Gene Hackman.
Yep, Gene Hackman.
Hackman.
Yep. Why do you think that's so popular?
Well, I think it's relatable. I mean, I think it's something that you see. It's got a good story behind it.
The underdog.
Yep, the underdog. Everyone loves underdog stories.
Yeah.
The story of the coach. He, I believe he hit a player at his previous when he was previous coaching stop. And so he got there and he got a second chance at it and made the most of it.
All right. And my number 1 movie of all time, Rudy. What are you smiling for?
Well, I would not say it's a good movie. I don't know. I don't really think, although I suppose people probably think Rocky isn't a number 1 either, but Rudy just doesn't seem like a number 1 movie.
Well, that's
it's definitely, I think you could put it top 5 for sure.
The way Sean Astin did a tremendous job, it's a true story, I love true stories, and I love Notre Dame, and just like they did a lot of family things there. I related to some of that stuff, and it's just a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my number 1 movie. Here's some honorable mentions that I got to mention. Return of the Titans?
Remember the Titans. Close enough.
Remember the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
How about Brian's Song? Do you know that one?
I don't know that one.
Okay, that's Brian Piccolo and Gale Sayers of the Chicago Bears. It's about their relationship. Brian Piccolo got cancer while he was a Chicago Bear. And great movie, early 70s or whatever, Brian's Song. And then Greater. I just saw this movie. It didn't just come out, but it's called Greater. Brandon Burlesworth wanted to always play for the Arkansas Razorbacks college football team. He never really got recruited, but he walked on and became a starter and got a bunch of awards, got drafted by the Colts, and then he was tragically killed in a car accident. So it's about his life, and it was a pretty good movie, Greater. I think I touched them all there. Battle of the Sexes, Emma Stone was in that one. It's about Billie Jean King and
tennis, right?
Yeah, tennis. Battle of the Sexes. Can't remember the guy's name now. Older guy that Billie Jean King played back in the day. That was a good movie. And don't want to forget American Underdog, the story of Kurt Warner when he led the Rams to the Super Bowl. And actually played for Northern Iowa back in the day. That was a good one. And then I scratched off The Blind Side. Mm. Now, everybody likes The Blind Side movie. But what's happened in the past year or two, you know, Michael Orr came out. I don't know if he even sued his family, but
I think there was at one
point
there's
that happened. It got real ugly. And that really ruined the movie for me. I mean, you know, it's supposed to be a true story about that. Michael Orr growing up and now Michael Orr saying that some of that's not true and it just kind of ruined the movie for me. So I'm scratching that one, The Blind Side. Yep. How do we do? What do you think? Anything else to add?
I'll ask you this question. Do you like the sports movies more when they're based off a true story, or do you like movies that are kind of more make-believe? Or?
Good question. No, I want true stories, and I want the truth.
Yep, I feel the same way. I like the movies that are based off a true story.
Okay. Yeah, on my Facebook page, some people comment. Mm-hmm. I just want to mention their... Here's my question for you.
Yep.
Do you think Caddyshack's a sports movie?
It kind of is because it's
Caddyshack.
About golf. So let's say, yeah.
Dodgeball? Okay, here's a movie somebody posted. The Replacements. I'm not sure I know about that.
No, I don't know about that one either.
When the NFL went on strike and the scabs came in. Do you remember that?
I do not.
That might be what it's about. You ever hear of The Final Countdown?
Nope.
Me neither. Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, that's
a sports movie?
That's another one about golf.
Okay.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah, Adam Sandler. I don't know if I want to call them sports movies, though.
Why not?
Caddyshack. Well, they're comedy, not true. It's about a sport, I guess. So I just want to mention to everybody, you know, let us know what your favorite sports movie is, and we'll talk about it on the next podcast about that.
Yep. Well, anything you want to add? Gladly appreciate the feedback.
Okay, what was your number one movie again?
My number one movie was Rocky.
Rocky, and mine was Rudy.
Yep.
Both started with R. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Good podcast. Maybe we should pick a subject and just talk about that every once in a while like that. Mitchell, we got a special Two Guys Weigh In podcast coming up, don't we?
Yep, I think April 10th we'll be doing our podcast episode from PK Egan's, and we'll be previewing the Vikings draft, as I think the draft comes up in a week or two after that episode airs. So we'll sit down and do a podcast episode on the Vikings draft from PK's.
That's right, and we're going to have our very first guest on our podcast. We've never had a guest before, and it's Brian McKean from Camby, and Brian's going to join us on the podcast because he's an expert. Everything Minnesota Viking, he's an expert. So I can't wait to hear Brian take on the draft.
Yep, we'll have to do our homework and make sure we're prepared for that one.
Oh, yeah. Brian has some strong feelings about Minnesota Vikings, so that'll be a good one. All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell.
Yep, thank you, Paul. And this has been the Two Guys Weigh In podcast, episode number 11, sponsored by PK Egan's.